Hey, welcome home. You doing all right? Yeah, must have been a little bit tiring for you, huh? I understand. I'm in the same shape, actually. Yeah, work was tough. It's been a while at the office, really. Ever since we had to go back, people suddenly don't remember where their chairs are, or suddenly there's a case of missing papers, or, just general disorganization. But yeah, it is what it is, and at the end of the day, everything was sorted out, but I really didn't want that to be my experience back at the office. I actually am also, kind of sad of going back to the office. Well, yeah, because I don't get to spend as much time as I could with you, and ever since our little arrangement, I cannot deny that I've been, having a lot of fun, and suddenly I know that's gonna be whisked away from me because we have to go back and do our responsibilities, and then we have to deal with the fact that we're tired every time we go home, and it's just, I really, really liked the whole work from home arrangement because, I don't know, it's nice. It's nice with you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, there's our little arrangement means that we don't have to worry about anything and we can have all of our needs met and we get to spend some really great times together, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I mean, I liked it casual and I like it casual, and being casual meant we can do a lot, like a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And I know we're going to have less and less of that the more we transition back to the office. And I hate it so much. I really hate it. I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't necessarily want to fuck 99% of the office. Or like, 99, let me rephrase that. 99% of the people at the office, I wouldn't want to fuck at all. Not even my bosses, not even like the CEO. Maybe the new guy, but I don't think he's up for such an arrangement like ours. The whole free use thing is just, it's just work wonders. I don't need to think a lot, don't need to, like, be overburdened by things like emotions and commitment when, we already have something set up, and that's great. And the only thing we need to think about is consent or not. So, well, thankfully, most of the times, or all of the times, we've had good consent, so I can't really have that at the office. Not everyone is open to the whole free use thing yet. Speaking of free use, why don't you tell me about your day while I take care of your cock? Well, yeah, just because we're going back to the office doesn't mean the whole free use casual thing deal is over, We could still keep at it. Especially now, because we're gonna have to multitask, don't we? Yeah. You can go ahead and sit on the couch, watch TV or YouTube or whatever it is that you'd like. Or you can just sit there and tell me how your day was, and we can strike up a casual conversation like nothing's happening. Like, just two friends making the most out of the now limited social interaction that we can have. Well, say what you think, but, if free use was a possibility, then we wouldn't be suffering so much in under capitalism now, right? Oh, go ahead and take your seat and pull down your pants, make it easier on me, so I can go suck your cock and we could both relax together, you know? Well, to be honest, I actually like sucking your cock, especially after work, because it helps loosen up my jaw. My jaw is usually typically very, very tight at the end of the workday, especially with a lot of bullshit to deal with. So it helps. It really does. Shall I? Cool. Let's get this cock nice and hard first, right? So I hope your day was going okay. You mentioned some similar circumstances to mine.
Oh, really? Oh. New hires? Anyone cute? You're gonna have to show me a photo for later. I mean, sure, why don't you show me her Insta? And is she going to be working under your team? Nice. I'm very thinking about her right now. While sucking on your cock. Can you imagine her face on mine instead? What is her mouth you're fucking instead? I mean, how perverted you are. I'm pretty sure that was gonna be on your mind forever. What do you mean, it's bad manners? You like it when I talk with my mouth full of cum? Even better if it's a mouthful of your cum. No, seriously. Is she single? Well, she's single. You know, she can still go for it. I mean, you can keep it casual like we are. And just tell her about me, though. Who knows? She might even be into it. Oh, God, I love choking on your cock, but... I mean, we're all adults here. I'm sorry, I really think that if you introduce the idea of freeze to her and she likes it, I say we scored. Introduce her to me too, you know? I probably could help her get there. Yeah, it's a little predatory. Well, let's just keep it as organic as possible. I said, let's just keep it as organic as possible. If there's genuine attraction, then... I think we have an opening. Besides, lots of kinky motherfuckers at your office, for sure. He hoping she's one crew. I'd love to have a third reeler, honestly. We'll make this thing more bearable. Doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. Or whatever, so long as they're into it too. Yeah, you're right. We need to look online. You're so fucking wet and full of cum. We're pre-cum. You must have been super. Super repressed, I think. Well, if I feel your balls right now, they're very heavy. It's not every day that you are milking up this much pre-cum. Probably because you weren't able to fuck me this morning. Well, I say you, fuck me out. I'm sorry, we can fuck a little later. Maybe after dinner. Fuck. Well, I don't think I can hold it any longer. I'm hungry for your cum. I want to feel you explode. I've been craving for it all day. You know that every time you release, I feel released too, right? That feels so good, seeing you with your mouth open. And your cock just so hard and standing on. And fucking wonderful and tasting so good. Please, will you come in my mouth? I want to taste your cum again. It'll be a nice little appetizer. I got you really turned on by that one, huh? Well, go ahead. Jam your cock down my throat and let's finish this. Fuck. This is why I'm gonna hate going back to the office. Getting to have you anytime I want, it's so good. But I guess being away from you means that, you know, I can get to crave for you a little bit and so can you. And oh my, I've never felt you come that much before. fuck. And I feel like you're gonna have some more to offer for me later, right? That's what I thought, so. You can stay and relax here, and I'm gonna go get dinner done. What would you like? Steak?